Welcome to Keeping It 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio, and now kind of none of that. This is a very special episode. We're doing it on the phone. My name is Eagle, and on the other line is the one, the only, Rubber City Redbeard. Let's just get into this, shall we?
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Stay home. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
You still got the internet, so fucking YouTube's there. YouTube University. Take up some crocheting. Knit me a fucking sweater. I like hats. Knit me some socks. Whatever. Just fucking start taking yarn and spinning it until you make something that looks like pants.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing, with your permission and such, I think I'm going to be doing like little mini-sodes on the daily. I'm going to be reviewing song lyrics from local bands. Because who does that?
Well, I think you posted that, and I was like, Eagle's going to do whatever Eagle wants to do.
Eagle's going to, they got to do something. Well, I was texting you the other day. I was like, I got to figure something the fuck out, dude. I'm 6 days into pretty much a quarantine. Like, I've gone out for a couple essentials and such, and, but I also decided to quit smoking cigarettes during a high anxiety time. Cigarettes were what I used. Yay! Yeah, I'm doing fine. I'm on like day five, like completely none. 6 days ago, I had two, I want to say, and today's the first day I haven't had a craving for it. I mean, I'm fidgety as shit though. Like, I'm still just like quick to snap about nothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely am just like, fuck, I need something to do. Or else my wife's going to just, you know, beat the shit out of me.
Sure.
But yeah, I put out a call. Like, I was just like, hey, and I've gotten so many messages already, like, from people I know, people I don't know, like, you know, submitting stuff for me to listen to. And so I hope they understand that I'm kind of an idiot when it comes to stuff. Like, I'm not going to be able to be like, all right, so this right here, they went into drop D tuning, and they went to a 5/4 time signature. And it's, I'm not talking like, I'm like, I'm probably going to make fun of everything.
Yeah, whatever.
In a loving way. In a loving way. I want to find out who the most metal band is.
In a loving way.
I want to find out who the most evil band in the world is. Who's the most metal with their lyrics? Lyrics I'm good with. I'm good at, like, talking about lyrics, you know? I bet. I want to count how many times I see the word darkness.
Like trigger words? Or you have like a list of trigger words?
Oh, man.
Trigger words?
Yeah, yeah. What are some good ones? I mean, darkness is
black,
obviously.
Black.
Black.
Death.
Death. Hell.
Blood.
Salvation.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Is that one?
Yeah.
That's a lyric, right? Whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
Fire. Pits.
Yeah,
depths.
I can't think of any other good one.
What about, when singers use the word my mind? They go, my mind! And then they point to their temple when they're
their
on
heads,
stage.
Their heads. They're like, because it's in there, my brain.
Oh, the twisted. Twisted is another word. Thoughts is another fucking word that you hear all the time.
Oh, yes.
These thoughts in my mind. Darkness, pits of hell, salvation.
That's like a Megadeth song.
Yeah, I think I just wrote one.
No, I get it, man. You know, people are going to be going stir crazy. You know? They already are.
Yeah.
Like, there's people going to the store for fucking nothing. Like a tube of lipstick.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck those people.
You know, there was a chick today. I walked fucking past a chick today at Walmart. Bitch coughed and didn't cover her mouth. I almost fucking lost my goddamn mind.
You should have fucking threw something at her.
She's lucky I didn't flip her fucking card over. Oh, my God. She was with her very large lesbian girlfriend, and I wasn't going to fight two chicks.
Right.
Because then if not I was today. Fighting, like, I just have to bob and weave and dodge two chicks.
Yeah.
In Walmart. So you know it's going to go on the internet. I'm not getting world starred with two lesbians beating me up. Fuck that.
Not today.
Not today.
Maybe after April 6th. Maybe after the lift.
You just keep the distance. Keep the distance. 6.66 feet at all times.
6 feet, motherfucker.
6.66 feet. Back it up.
Yeah, make it 7. Let's just round it up to 7. 7 feet, avoid me. I need to keep a Shaquille O'Neal between the two of us. You know what I mean?
I'm at Acme Click yesterday, and they put up partitions where the cash register people are, right? They're like these big plexiglass partitions.
Yeah.
So it separates the cashiers because they can't be 6 feet from people, right?
Mm-hmm.
This lady's got fucking just a cartload of shit. Like, her whole fucking cart is just full of everything, and she's got gloves on, you know what I mean? So she's being very careful as to her health and her not getting it. And then she gets up to the register and she feels that it's too impersonal to have this partition up between her and the goddamn fucking cashier. So she leans her fucking fat head around this fucking partition and starts talking to the kid. And after he feels, she's like, oh, I should stay on this side of the glass. Yeah, bitch, you should. For the same reason you're wearing fucking gloves. Because you don't want to fucking get nothing. Do you think he wants to fucking get something? No, you dummy. Fucking, that's why they put him up there. God, fucking hate people.
They're the worst. People are the fucking
Jesus
worst.
Jesus Christ. Bunch of selfish, narcissistic, hoarding fucking cunts. Everywhere. We're just fucking surrounded by a bunch of shitheads.
We just finished up our shopping. I think we're good for, like, the next fucking 2 to 3 weeks here. Other than, like, the weird essentials, like milk is, like, a thing that, you know, you're only allowed to buy, like, one gallon now at a fucking grocery store.
Well, what are you gonna be? The chick that fucking bought, like, 11 fucking gallons?
Yeah.
Like, hey, what do you know about all that? First off, I know for a fact you can't chug it. You can't chug it. You know, they did that competition. Can you fucking drink a gallon of milk in an hour? You can't. You can't do it. I drank half a gallon of milk in 15 minutes. The other 45 minutes was just me in agony. You can't drink that much milk. What are you doing? Are you making cheese? Are you making homemade cheese? Because that'll shut the fuck up.
Shit expires.
If you're the type of person that's at home making some artisanal cheese, I'll shut my fucking face. But you don't need that much milk. You don't need that much milk.
Nope.
And the grocery stores are staying open, like, it's essential. So there's no point in you hoarding a bunch of stuff and panic buying a bunch of stuff because the stores are staying open.
Yeah.
You can just go to the store and grab a pizza if you want. You're going to have to buy 47 of them.
We live in interesting times. We'll be talking about this for years.
Times. Weird, fucking strange. Weird fucking times.
We'll be talking about it for fucking years, decades, man. Just fucking...
No, this is history. This is like a total history. Like, we're living history again. Like, the fucking Twin Towers wasn't enough for our lifetime. We gotta fucking go through this stupid shit.
We're like, hey, let's see if we can go back to polio, influenza.
Yeah, and then, like, the Department of Justice is talking about fucking limiting shit as far as the Second Amendment right goes and people with guns in this because they're afraid of people panic buying guns. Okay, you don't need to be afraid of people panic buying guns. You need to be afraid of people panic shooting guns, not panic buying guns. You morons. As long as nobody's out there fucking pew-pewing everywhere like goddamn fucking Yosemite Sam, pow-pow. There's really no need to worry. Who cares if somebody just bought fucking 20 guns? He's probably got 20 fucking friends.
Right.
That's fucking... like some fucking... Ron of Jules. I bet he's got an arsenal. You know why? Because he's ready for that shit. He's got a bunch of friends.
It's true.
I know. That's why I said it.
So how you feeling? You been feeling okay? You doing okay yourself?
I got a cough, get a fever, sniffle.
Jesus. Don't say
no,
that.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
You know,
everybody's freaking out around me, and I'm just like, not that big of a deal. Just fucking avoid people, stay at home. Not that big of a deal.
Get it fucking quarantined.
Do you want it to stop? Do you want life to not be like this? Then do what we need to do to fucking cut this shit and give them enough time to come up with a vaccine.
Just get it fucking over with. Just get it out of the way. Let's do what we can.
I mean, they're talking like fucking this is going to go on for the next 18 months. Get the fuck out of here. It's almost 2 years.
No.
Precisely. 1 year and one half.
No, we're flattening the curve, damn it. If anybody doesn't get that by now, by this point in the fucking game, like, what the fuck? Like, my 9-year-old understands the concept of this, you know?
Yeah, no, there's still people that are like, it's not that serious.
Oh,
and it's a joke, so.
Yeah.
Like, I just friended somebody on Facebook again, and I unfriended her at one point, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And then I friended her again. It's been a long time, and then, today, she said some stupid shit. Not the fucking not taking it seriously, just giving a fuck, and I'm like, oh my God, you're an adult.
Right.
Unfriend.
We ain't friends no more.
Again, now I know, now I remember why, because you suck. You fucking suck. Like, I don't even have the internet, man, I'm fine. I don't even have the internet.
Yeah.
People are like, I don't know what I would do. It's just fucking stuff. You do stuff. Watch some stuff. You do some stuff. Go to sleep. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been preparing for this forever. Like, this is...
Well, we grew up in a time where, like, a fucking... A stick off of a tree could either be a fucking... like a javelin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're hurting shit with a javelin, you sharpen the. Or you can make it a machine gun. Now it's a machine gun. We had imaginations when we were fucking kids. We had nothing. We had parents that were like, get the fuck outside, you're on my last nerve, and it's still legal to beat you.
I never wanna be young again. I'm interested to see. It's only been 1 week, right? And I've already seen like four that I've actually like checked in on. But like, there's been like already bands are figuring out ways to live stream full sets.
Yeah,
I did. I watched the Dropkick Murphys one. I watched Dropkick Murphys on the Facebook Live or whatever on St. Patrick's Day, and I was like, oh, that was really cool that they did that. But now I'm already seeing local bands. I just watched a band called White Lighter last night did a Instagram Live fucking concert, and actually it sounded really good. I was like holy shit. I was like, we're not even a week and they've already figured out a way to do this. Like, I'm hoping to God, I'm picturing in like a week I think we're going to have, like, a fucking festival. I'm not even bullshitting. I'm not trying to be funny at all. I think, like...
Yeah, like an online festival?
An online fucking festival. I want to get the jump on it. I wish I had a fucking band so I could fucking start my own online fucking festival.
I mean, you know, if we had our own server and... lots of bandwidth.
Yeah, right? You know, bandwidths.
All that technical fucking computer jargon that people use.
Get some bandwidths. You know, we could hit up the Mushroom Heads and you know, get Crypt Kickers. Or, I don't know, whatever cool young bands are.
And then we take all the profits, right? We sell a bunch of shit somehow.
Yeah.
We figure out a way to profit off of it. We take all the profits and we give it to fucking all the local businesses that are out of fucking work.
Yeah.
All the bartenders,
Yes.
Servers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We give them money. I don't know how to organize shit like that.
No, me neither. Fuck.
Hey, what's the idea out there? Hey, somebody do that. Somebody do an online thing where you make money with a festival and a bunch of bands, and then you take all that money. Don't be a selfish cunt.
Don't give us any credit. Don't give us any credit for giving you the idea. Just take the idea. That's fine.
Just give people the money. I don't even care about credit.
Yeah, seriously.
I got enough clout. I'm fucking sweet.
Yeah, you do.
You know, people should be doing stocking up on gasoline.
It's cheap as shit right now, right?
50-gallon drums of gasoline just sitting around for no reason right now because that shit is cheap.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia was like, fuck all you bitches, we run shit. And, you know. Now, of course, gas is like $1.50 when we can't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, nobody can travel. Nobody can do anything.
Can't do shit.
So look, man, go get yourself some 50-gallon drums at like $10 a piece and just start loading up on gasoline.
I might go get myself some gas.
You give everybody a tip, too. Berea Pasta makes these, it's like they're already pre-made packs of pasta. It's not very good. They're really starchy.
Mm-hmm.
But in a pinch, they'll do. If you go to the dollar store, you get the packets of the Velveeta cheese. I just made myself an emergency fucking macaroni and cheese box.
Oh, shit.
Just in case shit gets fully locked down, I have a cardboard box full of fucking Berea Pasta and Velveeta cheeses. That way I can just fucking crack open my emergency case of macaroni and cheese.
That's the way to be.
Everybody's stocking up on fucking toilet paper and shit. And I'm like, mac and cheese, bitch. You guys are fucking stocking up on the wrong things.
It's crazy. It's so crazy, like, how prepared I feel. Like, and it seems like everybody else has their own preparation rules. I mean, you got your fucking macaroni and cheese deal. It's like, nah, I've seen Mad Max. I know how this shit goes. Not even scared about it.
I'm not running out, you know?
Yeah. And nobody's even like questioning it. They're just like, no, this is what we got to do. This is what we got to do. Stay the fuck inside. Do some makeshift.
That's it, man. I'm gonna buy some video games off eBay or something.
Yeah,
you know, play some new shit.
I just got a video game. I just got Animal Crossing for the Nintendo Switch.
Oh yeah,
that'll fucking kill some time. Something for me and Tim to do together. Yeah,
that's dope.
It is dope.
I've been playing that Tom Clancy's Wildlands.
Yeah,
but, like, I already beat the game. Like, I think it's been fucking beat. So, oh god, I got hiccups. And I got a burp. Oh, at the same time.
Damn.
Jesus Christ, I just got attacked. From fucking, so, yeah, but I already finished that game. And, you know, the other stuff that I play is like online shit. I don't have the internet. I haven't forever.
Right.
So I gotta get something. Limbo. I think I'm gonna get that Limbo game.
Oh, Limbo's great.
Yeah, because it's a puzzle game.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta figure things out. I figured maybe I'll pick that up. It's pretty cheap. It's like $10.
Yeah. I just finished up, there's a free Games with Gold on the Xbox. It's a Batman Telltale game, like a story game.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm gonna, play this, kind of take my mind off shit. The entire game is about trying to stop a virus from taking over Gotham City.
What does the virus do? What does it do?
It's basically the Joker gas, where it just kills you on impact, where you're like, ugh, except, unless you're the Riddler or fucking Mr. Freeze, it'll just fucking...
Do you die with a giant smile, though?
No, not in this one. You just die.
Remember? Like the first one, the first Batman?
He'd
spray that stuff on people, and then they'd die happy.
Yeah, Tim Burton's weird as shit.
I just got back in my car. You heard my car door. That was my car.
Ooh.
My car door.
Ooh, Mr. Fancy with a car.
Wait, you're about to hear something. Oh, hear that?
Whoa, shit.
The power. It has a battery.
Yeah.
And then when you turn the key, it dings to let you know that it has power.
I thought that was our curfew alarm for a second.
This car is a good... No, that's a lot like the... Did you see the video of the dude just driving around with his trunk lid open, and he's got a loud system in his car, and he's just playing the Purge horn driving around the neighborhood.
Jesus, gosh, that's too funny. That's too good. That's too good.
You're going to see a lot of creative shit from people, I think.
I think so. I mean, because we live in the internet era anyway, and the internet's still a thing. And so, yeah, people are going to be, like, I'm hoping for the best. But, yeah, you're right. Creativity is going to be at an all-time fucking high when it comes to just dealing with this shit.
Hey, so, I got an urgent letter from Honda about the car that I currently registered, the fancy one that you just heard beeping.
Ooh.
Says that defective airbag inflators can explode, shooting sharp metal fragments at the driver and passengers. This can cause serious injury or death. So it's got a recall. I apparently got to go get this thing fixed before it starts shooting shrapnel in my fucking chest.
Holy shit. So many things to be concerned about nowadays.
Dude, I have nothing but jealous about this car. Technically, I was given this car. Technically, given the car. Immediately had to put $1,200 into the fucking motor. Like, 4 days after I got it.
Yeah.
And then the fucking exhaust falls off. Now the transmission's slipping. Now, even more now, there's an airbag problem that I'm going to kill me. I carry a very large accidental death and dismemberment policy.
Yeah.
For these reasons.
I'm very accident prone.
I'm going to fucking get it. I'm not going to die like so in my sleep. You know, I'm not going to have a heart attack. No.
No.
I'm decapitated. Something's going to happen. You're fucking crushed by a semi. A piano is going to fall out of a fucking window and crush me. You're like a fucking cartoon.
Yeah. I'm going to get swallowed whole by a bear.
Huh?
I said a bear is what's going to take me out, is bears.
Yeah. You're going to go on a nature walk because you've been cooped up in the house for too long. You're going to get mauled by a black bear.
I don't even need to do a nature walk. Give one more week of this whole isolation shit, man. Bears are just going to be chilling out in the streets.
That's true.
I'm going to go check my mail and one's just going to be like, gotcha, bitch. Yeah, I'm getting fucked. I already saw
something's up, right? Like, the animals in the woods have to be like, yo, where'd all the fucking people go?
Dude.
And shit, right? Something has to be wrong because there's no peoples.
In my neighborhood, I already saw a family of fucking deer just chilling the other day.
When I was hanging out?
Yeah, just fucking hanging out outside the woods and shit. Just like, not even, it was daytime. They didn't even give a fuck. They were just like, yeah.
They were like, yeah, you guys can't shoot us in city limits. We know the law.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Check us out, prancing around, eating your apples, shitting in your yard. What now, human? But yeah, you go ahead and what now all you want, deer. Fucking redneck Bill's about 30 miles south waiting for you. You'll get there. You'll get there.
I can hear my son listening to the Misfits downstairs in his room. I'm in the kitchen right now.
That's pretty dope.
It is pretty dope.
You got cool kids. Like, you're trapped with cool kids.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, one of them is a teenager.
I know. Oh, my God. Yeah, and you know what sucks is since I stopped smoking like a week ago, my sense of smell is already like in the past 2 days. It's like improved greatly. And I went down in his room and I was like, oh my God, I went downstairs in his bedroom and I was like, you are fucking disgusting. Like, holy shit.
I look just like every other teenager, dude. Teenagers are disgusting.
Oh, they're the girls. Oh, you remember being one? Ugh.
Yes, oh. I was gross.
Oh. Oh.
Dude, I had socks that could fucking stand on their own and shit. Like,
dude.
I
had, like, a hole in my fucking ceiling that I would just slide all of my fucking just gross cum-stained shit. And, and I forgot about it.
I forgot
that I put that shit up there and moved out. And then, like, one day, like, my stepdad's, like, remodeling, and I just looked at him like, I'm so fucking terrified and sorry.
Yeah, so did you, was there anything special you found? No?
Like, any new organisms, like, any new things that are living whatsoever?
Was there a giant ball, perhaps a wad of what looked like socks, parcel t-shirts, tissues, and napkins?
No? Just crumbled up pictures from your penthouse magazines and shit?
Like, oh, this shirt's too small for me. I can come on this thing at least six times.
Yeah.
If I fold it right.
God. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, I'm gross as a fucking teenager.
Teenage boys are the grossest fucking thing in the world. That's why I'm keeping him quarantined down in the basement right now. I'm like, you just stay down there.
Yeah.
You just stay down there. Has nothing to do with the fucking the COVID-19. It's just... You're 14 and a dude.
Teenagers are just, they're fucking gross.
Yeah.
They're gross and they're stupid. They're fucking dumb as shit.
Right. You know?
Did you see the spring break thing in Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Like, spring breakers were just like, it's not even that serious, seriously, it's not. We're going to do us. You know, we've been waiting a long time to party. And then they fucking show a video of a line of them licking the same lollipop. Like, they're trying to sucker, like a fucking Tootsie Pop or something, and they're all fucking licking it.
Yeah.
And then they all disperse. They all go back to their fucking hometowns and fucking Ypsilanti, Michigan, and just start spreading shit.
Yeah.
Bunch of dirty fucking dummies. Dirty dummies. These fucking millennials.
Ugh.
Oh, I feel like an old man saying shit like that, but goddamn it. You dirty fucking dummy sons of bitches.
They're gross. And then there's, like, me telling my son, like, hey, you have to stay indoors for the next few weeks. He's like, and that's different from what? That's pretty much.
He's like, I already do it, dude.
Yeah. He was like, oh, well, look, you fucking found my plans out. But yeah. The next few weeks are going to be hopefully fine. Everybody's healthy. I'm feeling better than I have in ages from the not smoking shit. As far as my breathing and such, it's like, it's weird. It's weird. The first couple days, like, I thought I was feeling like shit. Like, I was just having withdrawals like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And like late night cold sweats and just like, I don't feel good. And I was agitated and shit. The past 2 days, fucking like feel on top of the world. It's crazy. I've also replaced cigarettes with fucking lozenges, like not the nicotine ones, but just cough drops.
Right.
And so, like, it's kind of like, and it's weird because I didn't know that, like, when you stop smoking, that you start, you build a cough and, like, you're just getting rid of, like, excess fucking phlegm and shit.
Oh, yeah, your lungs are expelling all that bullshit.
Yeah. And so, like, for a day, I was like, oh, no, what the fuck and stuff. And I'm, like, being overly fucking, a little overly cautious. Maybe cautious enough, but yeah, like today, man, I'm fucking feeling great.
That's good. It's been like 8 years for me, I think.
Yeah.
8 or 9, yeah. It was like eight years in January, 9 years in January, something like that. I honestly can't remember the dates in which. I think it was 2011, so it'd be 9 years in January.
Uh-huh.
Since I've had one. And
congrats.
You know, I've quit 3 times. And the first time was like 4.5 years, and then I started back up, and then I quit, and then I started back up, and then I quit, so.
Yeah.
It's, life is a lot better without those fucking things.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it's
what
pointless. There's, you know, now, especially, $7-$8 a pack.
Right.
They make you feel like shit, and you're not getting fucking stoned. Just smoke weed.
Yeah.
Spend your money on weed.
There you go. That's good
advice.
It
doesn't make no sense. It made sense when they were $1.60 a pack.
Right.
Now it doesn't make so much sense.
find the change in your fucking couch and just go buy some cigarettes and.
Right. You can do that. Yeah, no. But I'm going to go for a walk and find enough money to buy smokes by the time you got back home.
And now you got to put it in your actual fucking, like, weekly budget, you know, where you're like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're, like, fucking transferring money from your savings account to your checking.
Right. Yeah.
Because you have to have both of those things in order to afford them.
Yeah, I feel like if anybody's listening to this and you're a smoker, now is a really good time to quit because I'm like there's nothing to do. So like I can't even rationalize like things where it's just like work stressed me out. I'm like, well, I didn't fucking go to work today. It's like all I'm doing is being cooped up, and so if I'm gonna go through the withdrawals and shit, I might as well do it now while I'm stuck here.
Right.
And, like, I can deal with being fucking agitated. I have 3 kids. I'm constantly nothing but. So it's, like, not much different. Not much different than the norm. I do find myself wanting to cuss out my toddler. I haven't done it yet. But there's some point.
Challenge you.
Yeah.
Let's put the challenge on.
I'm just like, what the, like, there's been a lot of, like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And I'll, like, right. I'll shake a little bit, like, what the fuck? Why are you so dumb? But then I get over it real quick. I just hope I don't get fatter from it because like food is like kind of it's a replacement.
I mean, I gained weight every time I quit, so good luck not gaining weight.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying, man. But like I've already been fat, so like I'm already fat. I'm like, well, maybe people won't notice, but I'm trying to eat healthier, and I'm due to the anxiety of like just the like oh I don't want to get sick. I don't want people that I know to get sick. Like, just every, like, what the fuck's going on in the world? I haven't been able to really eat that much.
Right.
Based on that. So, like, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see when this shit turns out. We'll see how Eagle's doing. We'll see how I'm doing when the world feels a lot safer and I'm back out in it. I'll probably be smoking cigarettes and just, like, super fat by the time this is done.
I'll be 2036. that's when that'll be.
Yeah. Shit.
There's a new strain of the COVID-19. It's COVID-22 and it's gone airborne.
But yeah. In the meantime, I'm probably gonna be doing a bunch of little mini-sodes and shit. Just because like I feel like people are at home and bored.
Oh, they are. And they need something.
And if you're a fan of Keeping It 99, I'm going to fucking probably be putting out content. I'll probably be calling you up here and there just to put you on episodes that you're going to be like, the quality sounded like shit. I mean, right now I just got you on a fucking speakerphone with a microphone just talking to me. You're probably like, so you're going to hate it. But I'll be like,
I'll be fine,
we're in a pandemic.
I understand the circumstances, you know what I mean?
We're in a pandemic, and I want to talk to you, but I can't.
I get it.
I can't be in the same room, according to the law, so.
We're not supposed to travel. Lockdown!
Yeah.
Lockdown.
So, yeah, I'll be doing this as a form of solidarity, as a form of unity to let, you know, we're all trying to fucking make each other happy. Thank God we're in the internet era, though, man, because, like, if there was no connectivity to fucking people, like, we would all be losing our shit. Probably.
Mostly because of the lack of information. Like, nobody would know anything. You would be getting your updates from the TV. People would just be locked in front of their TVs again like it's 1952.
Yeah.
Or 82, whatever. I mean, I was locked in front of the TV in the 80s. All different reasons. In the 50s, it was because it was all they had. In the 80s, it was because of them TV.
God, could you imagine?
Little fucking spaceman and shit, fucking MTV logo with tomatoes and ketchup and mustard.
I'm Kurt Loader. Well, hell yeah. Well, shit. Well, I'm gonna have to go. I have to go do a thing at the works.
Yeah, I gotta go too. I gotta go do laundry before they fucking shut that place down, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all right, well, good talking to you. You stay healthy over there. Don't catch the COVID-19.
I'll do my best, man. And if I do, you know what? I'm going to fucking beat it. How about that? How about that?
Jeff Fall refuses to call it anything but COVID-19.
Yeah?
He says calling it the coronavirus makes it sound like a beverage that you have on vacation and it's not to be taken seriously. And COVID-19 sounds more sci-fi.
Right.
So that's what he calls it, COVID-19. Because that's the proper thing to call it.
Listen to Jeff Fall.
Don't catch it.
Yeah. And if you do, beat it. I'm just saying, like, you know. Can't
like
be.
Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, man. Thanks for talking with me and doing this.
Hopefully we'll get back to doing the reg.
Yeah, no
the
shit.
Regular thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the once every 2 months to sitting in the car together.
Well, here's the thing: is like, you know, when you go to work, and I get off of work, I can just come over to your work.
Yeah.
And
we can do.
Know, legally, we'll be allowed out.
Yeah. We can do the fucking thing.
Hell yeah. All right, you have a good rest of your day. I'm going to go do some fucking laundry.
All right, baby.
Everybody else, the hobbies, get new ones.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Stock up on your macaroni and cheese goods. Figure it out.
Yeah, learn to love video games. We've been doing it forever.
My whole life.
All right, brother.
All right. All right.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.